Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded Podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am your host, Michelle Thames, and today we're diving into a game-changing strategy that, my friend, is going to revolutionize how you handle your content. I want you to close your eyes right now and imagine mapping out a whole quarter's worth of content in just 1 hour. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, stick with me, friend, because I'm about to make it your reality, okay? So if you're like me, friend, you already know that content creation can feel sometimes overwhelming, okay? I know it is. There's always something new to post, and keeping up can feel like a never-ending race. But friend, it doesn't have to be that way. With tools like AI, ChatGPT, Canva at our fingertips, we can streamline our process and not just survive the content rush, but thrive in it. How does that sound? Sound great? Good. Because in this episode, I want to go through how to plan your content so that it's stress-free. Okay? Feel me? Good. First, I want to talk about why plan your content in advance. Why should we even do that? Okay, the why. Planning your content in advance isn't just about you staying organized. It is about being intentional, okay? You want to be intentional with the content that you put out. It gives you the space to fully align your content with your business goals. How many times do I talk about goals on this podcast? A lot, right? It matters. So it also ensures consistency in your messaging. And it seriously, my friend, reduces stress, because who doesn't want to cut down on daily decision fatigue? Raising my hand over here, I do. Okay, so it's going to help you with all of that. But then you're like, Michelle, what about the tools? What am I going to use? Of course, my friend. Let's talk about the tools that make this possible. First up, AI tools like ChatGPT has been my friend since about a year and a half. I've been using ChatGPT. It's been amazing. So if you haven't used ChatGPT, it can really help you. In my opinion, like, I'm going to let you know what I use it for, right? I use it for content ideas at lightning speed, because I can tell it, hey, can you help me come up with some blog post topics? And then from those topics, I'll like think of different things, and it can help me break down outlines and all those things. You can tell ChatGPT your niche, and boom, it provides you with some topic ideas that resonate with your audience. Even using it for emails, I like to use it for emails. Now, I'm not the person that's just going to say take it for its face value and don't change things. No, make it sound like your voice. Tell ChatGPT to keep writing it until you feel like it sounds like you, and change things in there yourself. That's what I do. But it's going to help you cut down on so much time. Do you know the things that I've used ChatGPT for? I've used ChatGPT to help me put together a whole online event. A whole online event, from topics, keeping me organized with the guest speakers, the questionnaire, the emails that went out to the guests, the emails that went out with the speakers, so many things. It also helps me with video scripts. Sometimes I get stuck on what to say. I know what I want to say, but I can prompt ChatGPT to give me the exact output that I need. I think that the reason why many people may have like a pushback against ChatGPT and say, oh, you know, is because you might feel like it's going to give you something that it would give somebody else. But I want you to know that you're going to prompt it so much and tell it so much about yourself. How is it going to give you what somebody else would say, right? So really prompt ChatGPT and tell it so much about you, so much about what you do, who you help, right? And again, change things that you think need to be changed. I mean, some people think that it says, you know, few words too many times. Tell them not to say unlock and unleash. I told it, I don't want you to say those words. Use different words. Okay. So I think ChatGPT has been very helpful. Those are some of the things that it has helped me with. I've used it for blog posts. I've used it to help me respond back to clients, to, you know, respond back to emails that have been sent when I really want to come in at a different approach. I mean, you can use ChatGPT for so many things. Next up is Canva, and I know everyone is using Canva. Canva is bae, okay? Well, you may not be even using Canva. I know everybody's not using Canva, but this girl right here is, okay? It isn't just for creating stunning graphics. You can use Canva's content planner feature to map out where and when your content goes live. And if you are paying for Canva, why not use that feature, right? It is a lifesaver for your visuals. Okay, for my visual thinkers, it's a lifesaver. You can see what everything's going to look like, and it makes you feel good because you have everything you need in Canva. You can do videos in Canva. They have templates in Canva. You can search all their templates. You can find almost anything. OMG, Canva like started out as, it was great. I will say it was great, but it has really evolved and it makes me super, super excited. So Canva is bae. And if you are not using Canva, definitely head on over and start to use it today. Okay. Now I want to talk about the 1 hour content plan strategy. Cause you're like, Michelle, 1 hour, how am I going to do this? All right. Here's the juicy part. How to actually map out 3 months of content in 1 hour. Here's the quick breakdown. Number one, you're going to set clear goals. What do you want your content to achieve in the next quarter? More engagement, more sales, define that. Number two, brainstorming session. Spend 20 minutes with your AI tools like ChatGPT to generate a list of topics and themes. Number three, organize your topics. Spend the next 20 minutes using Canva to assign these topics to specific dates on your content calendar. Number four, outline your post. Spend the last 20 minutes outlining key points for each piece of content. You don't need full posts yet, just the skeletons. Just the skeletons, my friend. You don't need the full post, okay? So just the skeletons. So don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. So let's talk about implementing your plan, okay? Most important part. With the plan mapped out, now it's time for execution, which I know many of us were like, oh, I got to execute this. Yes, you do. Okay. I want you to schedule creation days. Okay. Based on your calendar, based on what you have to do. Right. And you'll use your scheduling tools like software automation posting, like Canva, which can help you schedule your posts out and post them. Remember, the plan is flexible. Adjust as you learn. What works best for your audience, okay? So I don't know how you are feeling. I hope you're feeling really good about all of this because content planning, I know, can be a dread. I know it's something that, you know, we're like, oh, I got to do this thing and I got to plan out my content and it's going to take up so much time. But take what I've said here in those 4 points and put it to work and see if it works for you, okay? And if you're feeling ready to tackle your content like a pro, I have a free content planner for you in Google Docs. Okay. You can make a copy of this. Everything is already set up for you. Okay. It is going to change the way you approach your digital marketing. It is a design content calendar. If you've ever struggled with what to post, when to post, how to engage with your audience, this is going to be for you. So I want to tell you about this, okay? My content calendar. This is free. So if you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and send me a DM with the word content calendar. And I'm going to send you this calendar, okay? Let me tell you what it is. I'm going to unpack what the content calendar includes and why it's a game changer for anyone, okay? For their digital marketing, coaches, consultants, creatives, experts, authors, you name it. It has 5 weekly tabs and sheets of done-for-you content, okay? Each sheet is filled with ready-to-use content specifically tailored for your brand, okay? You can take what is in there and change up the words and make it tailored for your brand, okay? It has engaging hooks, captions, hashtags to help you boost your visibility. It also has an Instagram grid and tab sheet so you can plan out your Instagram feed and visualize how your posts are going to look. Just like I said in Canva, but you can do this in this grid, okay? You're able to put the content inside the grid to see how it's going to look and everything. Like I said, there's content already in there, but you can change it up. take that content out of there, put it back into ChatGPT, and tell it to make it tailored to your specific brand. Okay? Your specific brand. So you're going to plan your content grid. You're going to visualize how everything looks before it goes live. We also have hooks, captions, and hashtags that you can use. So dive deeper with those things. A set of hooks, captions, when you feel like you don't know what to post. Okay? And so how are you going to use this content, Kellen, my friend? Like I said, when I gave you those 4 points about setting clear goals, brainstorming, organizing, and outlining your posts, now you have this content calendar, right? And so now you are ready to use this content calendar and create effective posts. Review what the weekly content is and what your themes and strategies that you have planned for the week. Use the content, the Instagram grid, to arrange your posts visually, and this will help you maintain a balanced aesthetic. If that's what you're into, you can see how everything looks. Customize your posts with the hooks, captions, and hashtags that are provided to fit your specific audience and your niche needs. Okay. And I love this calendar. I've been using it forever. You don't have to use all the tools. And I know there's so many tools online, but sometimes you just need a Google Doc. Okay. It saves time. No more last minute planning. You're going to sit down and have everything planned out for you. This is going to help you increase your consistency too, because regular posting helps you build trust and keeps your audience engaged. It's going to enhance quality because each piece of content is crafted to engage and convert, right? Based on your niche. So I'm so excited about this. And I just wanted to share it with you. So if you feel like, yes, Michelle, I totally need this, send me a DM over on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames with the word content calendar, or click the link down below in the show notes to grab your copy of this content calendar with the hooks, with everything. Okay. So I am so excited. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of Social Media Decoded. I really do hope this episode helps you transform the way you plan and execute your content strategy. I hope that this episode helps you make more strategic, less stressful, and a lot more fun, right? Put the fun back into it. Like, I love content creation. It doesn't have to be this dreadful thing, right? Because when you think about it, the content is what is going to attract your ideal clients and customers, right? When you put that content out, I want you to say, wow, this content is going to attract some new people, and I'm so excited to get this out. That's how we want to feel when we're creating content. And so now I just gave you some, you can create some content in an hour. You can do it. I know you can. All right. I'm again your host, Michelle Thames, here to help you decode the secrets of digital marketing and beyond. Until next time, my friend, keep planning and keep thriving. You got this. I can't wait to talk to you on the next one. Peace.